This is MSO News Sports. I'm Bill Newell, and we are joined by our baseball insider, Andy Carboni, where each week he updates us on the very latest news of the Red Sox and Major League Baseball. So, Andy, I know we begin with some nuggets from for some Red Sox signings that will probably change the trajectory of this team yet again.
I wouldn't go that far, Bill, but yes, there's another new player joining the local nine. They've traded for a shortstop, Adalberto Mondesi, of the Kansas City Royals, along with a player to be named later, a cash for left-handed reliever Josh Taylor. Mondesi's recovering from a torn ACL in his left knee. Probably won't be ready for opening day. He's been limited to just 358 games in seven seasons. The 27-year-old is a career .244 hitter with 38 home runs, 133 stolen bases. While Taylor missed all of 2022 with a back injury, but he's expected to be healthy in time for spring training.
All right. So, but there are some other player movements as well with the team, right?
That there are. To make room on the 40-man roster for free agent signing outfielder of Adam Duvall, the Red Sox have designated pitcher Matt Barnes for assignment. Barnes has spent his entire 9-year career here in Boston. So remains to be seen if he will clear waivers, be traded, or sent to the minors.
All right. All right. So we got that. What else is going on, Andy?
Well, Winter Weekend was held in Springfield last weekend. President of Baseball Operations Chaim Bloom and manager Alex Cora said the team will open the season with Kike Hernandez at shortstop and Christian Arroyo at second base. This obviously could change once Mondesi recovers from his torn ACL in the left knee. We'll see how that all plays out. But at the Winter Weekend, if you missed it in Springfield, Chaim Bloom and Red Sox owner John Henry booed heavily during a town hall meeting last Friday night. So the brass over on Jersey Street feeling the heat, that's for sure.
Yeah, big story, I guess. Nesson edited out the booing, I understand, for when they actually televised the two-hour event to an hour and a half or whatever they condensed it down to, yeah.
How dare they do such a thing? That was the most exciting part of the winter weekend.
Oh, my goodness. Well, times have changed. All right, so what else, Andy?
Well, the Red Sox are one of six teams that exceeded the luxury tax limit in 2022, so John Henry being fined an additional $1.2 million. Red Sox do have 10 players, including Rafael Devers, committed to the World Baseball Classic. That begins on March 8th. Red Sox did sign a left-handed reliever, 32-year-old Ryan Sheriff, to a minor league contract. Sheriff last appeared in the majors in 2021 with the Tampa Bay Rays.
And Andy, on your next note, I know we have a graphic up there with the exciting news of Red Sox ticket sales for 2023 have now begun, right?
Yeah, get ready. Open up those wallets. Tickets for games from opening day, which is March 30th versus the Orioles at Fenway, through June 4th, go on sale tomorrow morning, 10 a.m., on RedSox.com, where we're calling 877-RED-SOX-9. Tickets will be available for seats in all areas of Fenway, so take your pick. There could be plenty of good seats available.
Open your wallet. I mean, you got to cash out your retirement funds. Come on, Andy.
That as well.
Okay. All right. So we've already worked our way down here, apparently, to what's on Red Sox Classics. Usually, it's a win. So what's up on Nesson today?
Well, on Nesson Plus this week, it's the best of Wade Boggs. First pitch comes away this afternoon at 3 o'clock. It's a game from July 31st of 1991 at Fenway, as Boggs goes 5-for-7 with an RBI and a 7-6 win over the A's in 14 innings. But also in this game, Jack Clark, Sox designated hitter, hit three home runs, including a walk-off in the bottom of the 14th. So plenty of scoring, lots of action. You'll enjoy that one. Get the popcorn ready.
Yeah. Life was a lot simpler when we were just have to worry about Wade Boggs and what he was up to, huh?
Absolutely. No doubt about that.
All right. So let's move on to the rest of Major League Baseball, where is news breaking all over or not?
Well, there's been a few stories out there to update everybody on. Former third baseman Scott Rolen, he's now a Hall of Famer. In his sixth year on the ballot, Rolen received just over 76% of the vote. He played for 17 years with the Phillies, Cardinals, Blue Jays, and Reds. Rolen was the National League Rookie of the Year back in 1997, 8-time Gold Glove winner, 7-time All-Star. He also won the World Series playing for the Cardinals in 2006. So Rolen joins Fred McGriff, who was elected back in December via the Contemporary Era Committee. Be at the induction ceremony for the class of 23. It's July 23rd in Cooperstown. Make your reservations now.
Not the biggest names ever going into the hall, I don't think, huh?
No. Certainly not. And personally, do I think of Scott Rolen being a Hall of Famer? I will pass on that. I don't particularly think so. But in recent years, it more or less seems that the Baseball Hall of Fame is turning more into the Baseball Hall of Very Good. So And I think a lot of this has to do with the writers not voting for players that were involved with the PEDs. So now you're seeing many players with lesser credentials making their way into the hall.
Yeah, there must be a lot of former athletes scratching their heads on this. Yeah, I hear you. All right, what else do we have for us from Major League Baseball news?
Well, the Angels won't be sold after all. Team owner Artie Moreno announced on Monday that the family has ended the exploratory process to sell the team and will remain in control of the franchise for the foreseeable future. Moreno said back in August he was looking to sell the team. Moreno bought the Angels back in 2003, a year after they won their only World Series title.
Why don't you keep going on, Andy, here?
All right, we'll roll right through here. Former manager of the Red Sox, Terry Francona. He's currently the Guardians manager. His scooter was stolen from his condo in downtown Cleveland. He uses it to go over to Progressive Field for every game. So it was stolen last Friday night. Keep an eye out for that scooter. Could end up being a big item on eBay.
You know, when a former athlete manager has their scooter stolen, does that help them or hurt them in the big picture moving forward in their career?
Well, considering with Francona, he has a lot of knee issues, back problems as well, so he needs that scooter. I don't think it's helping him.
Oh, is it one of those? Is it one of those little scooters? Not the motorized scooters, probably.
I think it's a motorized.
Oh, okay.
To be honest with you, yeah, I don't think he's doing the one where you just push your foot and ride down the street. I think it's a motorized scooter. So, a little small version of a little tiny motorcycle type deal that he bops around in downtown Cleveland. Not sure how far he has to go from his condo to Progressive Field, but it's definitely something that is seen in Cleveland quite a bit. And he's Francona has been known to be seeing high-fiving fans as he's zipping back and forth from the ballpark. So I guess Terry's going to have to open up the wallet and go buy another one.
Oh, man. People are opening up their wallets left and right here. And I never knew about this scooter store, but now I feel like I have actually learned something today already. All right.
Well, that's what I attempt to do here, Bill, is to inform.
You got it. All right, Andy, close us out here with this week's edition of the Baseball Insider.
Yeah, kind of a tough story here. White Sox starting pitcher Mike Clevinger, who was signed as a free agent this offseason, is under investigation for allegedly violating Major League Baseball's domestic violence policy. Clevinger being accused of several acts of domestic violence and child abuse. A woman, Olivia Feinstein, has claimed that Clevinger has emotionally and physically abused his three children and their two mothers, including herself. Feinstein said that she's been talking with MLB investigators since last summer. Took to social media on Tuesday to mention her accusations. The White Sox have chosen to refrain from any comment until the investigation has concluded.
Yeah, all sad. So let me just revert back to an earlier part of this report. Did you go out to the winter weekend in Springfield, Andy?
I did not. I never have been out to that. I never will.
Okay. Any other thoughts on the Red Sox and the moves they've made or have not made so far this winter?
Well, obviously, since the loss of Xander Bogaerts to the Padres, the Sox have been making a few moves out there to fill some holes. Obviously, signing Adam Duvall, now trading for a shortstop, Alberto Mondesi. So the Red Sox are trying to fill the gaps. They're kind of just throwing stuff at the wall, seeing what's going to stick. I don't think this team really has any direction right now. Kind of a cast of misfit toys as far as I'm concerned. You have one real superstar, and the rest is you get what you're going to get and see what happens. A lot of players that are injury-prone that are on this roster are expected to do big things, and you know how usually that all pans out. So the one thing the Red Sox are going to give us coming up for the 2023 season is the need to buy a scorecard, because you're not going to recognize a lot of the names and faces that will be popping up on the TV on Nesson, or if you head over to Fenway and you see them getting up into the batter's box or heading to the mound. So that'll be a little different. Some new people to cheer for.
Absolutely. Forget the schedule, the printing out the schedule. You got to get the updated roster from week to week. You're right, absolutely, on this one, yeah.
No doubt.
Who is number 31? You know, all that stuff. You don't know that, yeah. All right, Andy. Always good talking with you. Thanks for cheering us up, I guess. And at least we didn't have to shovel in the last 24 hours. But there you go.
That's a good thing. That's a positive.
There you go.
Closer to opening day.
Yeah, exactly. Baseball Insider Andy Carbone with us here on MSONewsSports.com.